Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you again for the inspiration of your word and the encouragement, Lord. It's you. You are the word made flesh, and you've experienced everything down here so as to help us now. So we thank you as we partake of your word, as we draw near to you, you enlighten us. Thank you, Lord, that this is a daily thing, and especially here in the morning, Father God, that you just stir us up, Lord, to be not shaken, Lord, to know who we are and to know that you are for us, that you back this word up in every way, Father God. Thank you for this beautiful reminder this morning, Lord, that we can hold on to this, your goodness, and this whole day in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Psalm 119 from verse 49 to 56. Lord, never forget the promises you've made to me, for they are my hope and confidence. In all of my affliction, I find great comfort in your promises, for they have kept me alive. No matter how bitterly the proud mockers speak against me, I refuse to budge from your precepts. Your revelation light is eternal. I'm encouraged every time I think about your truth. Whenever I see the wicked breaking your laws, I feel horrible. As a journey through life, I put all your statutes to music. They become the theme of my joyous songs. Throughout the night, I think of you, dear God. I treasure your every word to me. All this joy is mine as I follow your ways.
So beautiful. Hallelujah. You know, here we just see, you know, that. And we need to remember God's promises. But here you see the psalmist also say, Lord, you must remember your promises. And we know that's not the case. God knows his promises, but it's very much on our behalf that we need to remind God about his word. And we see this in the scriptures often. We see it with Abram, and we see it with the psalmist. It's that God delights in us repeating and saying, Lord, thank you for your promises. You see, because that keeps us in perfect peace when our mind is set on him. And then, yeah, it keeps us in peace. It keeps us on track. And we don't wander off track. And then, of course, God is always the one that comes and brings about these promises. And here we can see also these promises keep us on track in the sense of the proud and the arrogant out there that is what they are holding on. It's not to God. It's to their bank account. It's to their work situation. It's to all the things that is good, and it comes from God. But if we don't put God first, and how do we put God first? It's by taking hold of him according to his word. And when we don't put him first, these other things are determine our life and determine our joy. But when God is our joy, because he's the word that we treasure, and his word bringing joy follows us and comes through for us in every way. So to really know God, experience God, and as our source of life, and that the love of the word, treasuring the word of God in our heart is so important. And we can see here, and that with his word, with his revelation light that just comes to us, we can make songs. We need to really let it just stir us at all times, and that. And in that way, God is very relevant. He's a very present help. He's not pie in the sky. He's steak on the plate. It's something you partaking of every day and every hour and every minute. So be blessed to know this is what God wants from us. This is God is jealous over us. He wants our attention. And then the beauty is in when we give him attention, we have his encouragement. We have his protection. We have his provision in every way. Amen.
Amen.